Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. Good to have you with us here on the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
It is Sunday to some folks.
Yeah, that's right.
After
some
midnight.
Of you, it is Sunday where you are. It's in the wee hours until our Australian friends show up. Then they are quite into their morning. So I want to welcome y'all. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be conducting personal prophecy readings for you during the show. I want you to be aware that we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings in the show. This is how my grandmother actually taught it to me. And in all the research I've done, I have not been able to find this particular method anywhere, not in books, not on the internet, and I don't know where else I could look. But there are many methods out there that utilize an ordinary deck. But this one seems to really stand on its own. It's very literal. It's dynamic. It helps you navigate into your future while you are still here in the present. We are able to take a look at your future, and you have the power to decide using the tools of choice and change what you would like to implement, possibly change in terms of your future. And that's very dynamic as far as making choices that will alter the path in your life. So I want to make the distinction that this is not tarot. This is not oracle card reading. And as I said, not any of the other systems of ordinary card reading that I've seen out there. So I hope you enjoy yourselves. I also want you to know I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of our callers. And this gives me the chance to really get a look at the landscape of your life on an intuitive level. So other readers prefer to go with maybe one card, three cards. I've seen some with five cards or more. I use the full 24 card. If you're watching us on Facebook right now, you are going to be able to see that's in action and what the layout looks like. So I'm now going to turn this over to my intuitive co-host, Jimbo.
Hey, welcome everybody. I want to remind you this show is for educational and informational purposes only. Also would like to remind all the folks out there that if you are international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout outs as you show up. And we have quite a bunch already.
Yeah.
Yes, let's start off. We have Siobhan in Ireland. Sophia's in Sweden currently. Let's see who else is rock and rolled in. Oh, and of course, Rachel, all the way on the other side of the world in Australia, has showed up. You got to let us know, especially if you're not a super regular. Let us know if you're international. We'll give you the shout out that you deserve. All right?
And we do that because the hours are so different. We're here on the East Coast where we are broadcasting from in Virginia Beach. It's only 7 p.m. But there are others here where it's, oh my goodness, midnight, 2 a.m. And we have Rachel from Australia who's here with us. So she is, of course, well into her morning. So Elaine, glad to have you with us. You're brand new, but you're only new once. And you are among some really nice people. So let's let you continue, Jimbo.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in and get your reading or Skype in. Mm-hmm. Folks can remember, you can Skype to phone numbers. That's not usually how people do it, but you can do it. We got them, and I believe we have a Skyper on hold, so it's a possibility you can do that. Obviously, you Facebook folks that are international, you're not going to pick up your cell phone and call in because you wouldn't have an international plan unless you were filthy rich. Or
right.
You had some kind of international business and you got a cool plan that you can use your business phone for. But other than that, maybe you probably don't. So Skyping is an option. Skype will charge, but it's going to be a heck of a lot less than it would be if you were using a cell phone. And the other option is, is we will occasionally open the floor to the Facebookers. Now, obviously, yeah. The international folks, you can't call in because you can call in and get in the queue right now. Like that number I give you, there's people in the queue. You can get in 15 minutes prior to the showtime and get in the queue, get in line. That's the way to do it. But we will turn to the Facebookers when we can. We don't know when. We can't give you time slots or anything like that. You can't. It doesn't have a queue. Messenger, Facebook Messenger doesn't have a queue where you can call in and wait. Doesn't have that. So you got to just hang tight.
Elaine is looking for the phone number.
I put it in there.
Was it pinned?
Well, what? But I mean, I had put it in there after. I'll do it again. if Facebookers, pretty much sure everybody here knows the deal. But I'll say it anyway, okay, because sometimes there's people that are watching, but they're not typing, so you don't know they're there. If you do want to messenger us and we do open that floor, you have to do an out-of-your-video messenger call to Deborah Lee, and which means you got to be friends with her. So that's the only stipulation there. And then a lot of
you
regular
must
folks
be
are,
my friend.
You got, it's just, that's the rules. Otherwise, you could messenger all sorts of people that you weren't even friends with. That'd be
horrible
feature.
Yeah, and I keep checking. So if you put in a friend request.
Regardless of how you get your reading, Facebook or phone, when you hear the harps, that is a very important signal that your reading is concluded. And that's a nice way of letting you know that it's ending and we're transitioning. We're going to give you a single card before we move on to the next person. And the single card will come from the intuitive personal prophecy deck online, not a real physical card in my hand. But we'll draw a single card. We'll talk about it. Deb will explain it because it's right up her alley. And then we'll move on to the next caller. So when you hear the harp, just let it go. Don't try to drag the reading out longer. That's a sign that the time has come.
Well, and
a lot of
other people. Once you experience this, it's like, oh, tell me more. I get it. I do. But the trouble is we want to try and give everybody.
Yeah.
You know, a taste of
this. Yeah, I mean, we make no money off this at all. In fact, we
pay for it.
We do pay for it, you know, but it's a write-off for businesses and it's good. We enjoy it too.
And you can go.
Because you are good folk.
You can visit my website.
Indeed.
PsychicLoveDoctor.com.
Indeed, you can.
And you have a free reading option there too. It is on the top menu and it says free reading. That is actually my app, which was for years in
the Google Play Store.
I don't know what happened. They may have done an upgrade or something, but you can get it off my website, bookmark it, and put it on your phone.
I think those Play Stores like people to go in and read. Just to confirm that things are up to date and stuff. They want a lot of follow-up on that. Otherwise, they got to thin the crop. People make little apps, and then they just go away forever. And if you don't stay with it, Google Play is going to be like, you're out of here. Catch the name of that tune.
Well, you know, I see that I can add them as friends right from here. Look at that, where Elaine is. I can just, bada bing.
But it's a request. They have to accept it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It wouldn't be too quick to do that. So
well, these cards are now, they're loosening up now.
All right, let's go to the phones, right?
Yeah.
515-602-9676. Like I mentioned before, when you call in, I don't think I got to it. We kind of bounced around. You'll hear a message going in the queue. You can listen to the show while you wait on the phone, so it's not so bad. You're not going to miss the show. You're not going to hear some weird old music or anything. You will always hear me. You know, the only time you hear music is if the show hasn't started yet. If you hear nothing, something went wrong, hang up, go back. Oh, let's go to area code 330 Ohio. 330, welcome to the show.
Ohio, welcome. welcome to the show.
Caller number one.
What's your first name, please?
Hi, Kim.
Hi. Are you new to the show or have we spoken to you before?
No, it's my first time.
Well, we love newbies here.
Awesome. Is it the first time that you've never even listened to it before?
Correct.
Ah, well, then, here you go. Well, then this is an easy thing. Deb, you want to let her know? Ask a couple, give some background, especially since you're new. Ask a couple questions, and if you can give background that might help those questions get answered, that's the best.
And here's the reason. I need to create and build a spiritual / intuitive link to you. The more times that I read for you, the more clarity we're going to see coming through the car.
Yes, yeah, so this is not a traveling gypsy caravan and we're busting out a crystal ball.
Ain't that kind of thing, okay?
Yeah, that's not stuff you see on TV.
But this method is really literal.
And
I
it's
mean,
interactive. You guys, yeah. You'll see as you do this. You can ask a couple questions right up front, whatever. And not everything, it's wide open to anything.
So give us a little background on you, hon. You're in Ohio.
I'm in Ohio.
Yeah, not Cleveland.
No, the area code is not.
Oh.
South of Cleveland.
Okay. And are you in a relationship, married, have children?
No.
Negative to all.
You're single.
Very single. I have a couple dogs.
What kind?
Little Shih Tzus.
Oh, they're cute. They're so darling. They are. Do they have like little man syndrome where they think that they are...
Do they get tough?
Yeah.
No, they're very friendly and loving, but their Chihuahua friends are tough.
Oh,
God, yeah.
Yeah, those dogs, they think they're 10 feet tall.
Yeah.
So tell us, what brings you to the show? What would you like to know?
Well... I have a long-lasting love relationship because I am in my 50s. And
oh, you sure don't sound like it, honey. You sound
well. Thanks.
I can't wait. I can't wait till somebody calls in and Deb says, "Damn, I thought you were a lot older the way you sound."
Well, we have had some of that.
I've never heard you say that ever.
There's youth in her voice, like she's 25. To me, so.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess when that person calls, I'll jump in and say. 50s, you sounded like you were 150. You felt like you're chewing on gravel. But no. Anyway, go ahead.
No.
All right, darling.
All right.
So you have a long-standing relationship.
How define long?
No, I don't have one. I would like to.
I misunderstood.
Is there
too.
Going to be one?
Gotcha. All right. And that makes more sense, what you said up front, that you weren't involved.
All right. I'm going to take a look right now.
So it's a love.
So Jim will talk to you.
So she's looking in the love. Well, you know, I mean, it is the psychic love doctor, but... Since you're new here, and if you stay with the show and keep listening, because we do not hang up on you. So some folks continue to stay on their phones and listen, and some will get off their phones, but they'll listen to the show on their computers.
And remember,
and then people on Facebook will watch it.
Remember, it's archived, so you can always come back.
Yes.
And rehear what was said to you.
Yes, you can. You can indeed. So that's a good thing. And as you will find out, questions can be about anything. Love is the most popular thing, of course. But
we do cover everything.
But it's everything. We're talking lost pets and jobs, you know, stuff like that.
Children.
That's right. Lions and tigers and bears. Old frickin' my. Yes, indeed.
Well, money.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, mm-hmm. Money.
There's moving.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All that stuff. Absolutely.
There's a thing about your question that jumped out in a huge, wonderful way right from the top. So before I tell you, how about if you tell us what kind of partner you're looking for? Give us some ideas on what you'd like.
Mature. Nobody that I have to babysit.
Oh, big one. Yes, I love that.
So she doesn't want a problem person.
Do you want
a
him
partner
to live where you do, or would you accept somebody on the internet? Just curious.
I prefer not to find someone on the internet. I will move.
Yeah.
Someplace warm, yes.
Okay, so you're flexible to a certain degree when it comes to love. But you know what? You're smart. The internet, I have been doing research. I love to review dating websites every now and again. And I am finding it's a wild world out there.
Wow, West.
Yes, and I can see why people get suckered. I really can. So that's smart of you. Well, Ray, I can't keep the secret anymore. I have to tell you.
Secret.
New love is so close that you could reach out and touch this partner that is going to prove to be a major soulmate in your life. Now, we have many different soulmates. There are those that come in the form of, well, like a spiritual bond, or those that come as they're meant to challenge us. It's hard to believe for some people, but yes, you can have a soulmate that literally drives you crazy because they're always trying to push you forward, get you to do more in your life. Some will show up in the form of a muse. For you, this one's going to be pure love and friendship all the way. I mean, when you're young, you know, when we think back on those days, you have that tickle in your pants, mostly the men. And I think it's nature, because that's their job, is to propagate the species. When we get older, we want a little bit more than that. We want somebody we can talk to. And like you said, somebody we don't have to babysit. So I want you to know that this is going to be wonderful for you.
Wonderful.
It's going to surpass any other relationship you've ever had. And if your cards show that you lost somebody that you were very much loving. I mean, there's a lot of love here. Excuse me. And I feel that this is going to really bring new joy into your life. Because if you reflect back on this past relationship that didn't turn out the way that you hoped that it would. And this can go back, I mean, this can go all the way back to, say, high school, because those first loves really make a mark on us, you know. But I want you to know this. And this individual is characterized as the King of Diamonds. Diamond, those that are symbolized as members of the diamond, that's The diamond suit indicates somebody that's very good with money. This could be an accountant. It could be somebody on a corporate level. I mean, this guy is not coming wearing a barrel, all right? He is well, you know, well healed in the financial.
It's kind of funny because
why?
Those barrels aren't cheap. But I understand, you know, it's the cartoons you used to see all the time.
And I love the way he looks at you. You are designated to be the Queen of Hearts. You have a very loving heart.
The two of you together,
he is going to be like the Leo of the Zodiac, the kind of person with a lot of charisma. They walk in and the room just lights up, okay? The only negative that I've ever seen attached to diamonds is they tend to be a little materialistic. But this individual has worked hard for what he's got, and he's looking for the right woman to share it with. That is you. So anything else here that I might want to mention to you? Money is on the way. Are you looking? Do you work, first of all? Are you working?
I am retired.
Retired. But I see some kind of enterprise coming, and it may be attached to your new future partner. I see an enterprise for you, something that you would love to do. It's a very creative endeavor that you have, and there is money to be made doing it. And this could encompass all kinds of different things, from, say, flower arranging, to, give me some ideas here, Jim. Like creative pursuits, but it's a good money maker. Well, anyway, think on that. It's not immediate, but I really feel that in time, you are actually going to find yourself engaged in a hobby-like business, and you'll enjoy it.
A lot of people like to do that when they're retired.
Yeah, they do.
They do like.
They
want to
do something.
I love doing
love.
This one thing,
yeah.
But I can also market this one thing. So win-win. And I'm retired, so it's not like. If this one thing doesn't necessarily work out, that I have to go live under an underpass or anything. So that can work out really good.
Before we go to your card, one of the ladies on Facebook said a bookie, like somebody who's gathering bets. No, this is an individual that it lives on the honest, legal, you know, side of the street.
But a bookie would would have some money.
And handsome. Wow.
Bookie
and he's an
handsome.
Old soul, too. So he's got a lot of wisdom to impart. All right, Jim.
The old soul.
Yeah.
What about young souls? They get
oh,
no love.
That's the Jacks.
Yeah, but they don't get any. Nobody wants them.
And many people do want somebody who is has a youthful spirit. They don't just work. They like to play. I mean, there's a big difference.
Understand. All right, Deb. Card is an eight of spades. Remorse, heartache, misery. These are all highlighted by the matter in question. It's time to cut your losses and move on to the future. Accept the setback and try not to dwell on it. Brighter tomorrow is perceived. Let the past go and let it completely be behind you. All right, Deb?
Yeah, and you know, I think this relates a lot to the past, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Those days are behind you.
And she's a new caller.
Yeah, and you're moving into a brand new period in your life.
There's a million things about her life we don't know that might resonate with her.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, thing about tarot cards. They're not necessarily going to relate right directly to the questions you asked. It could be something else going on in your life, which is cool. Yeah, some people recognize it right away and say, oh, I know what that single card meant. And so people got to think about it for a while.
Yeah, but the sun is shining, and you're going to step into it. So see wonderful things for you, and I hope that you'll call us again.
Now, just to let you know, when you call in and your call's over, you don't have to hang up. I do not hang up on you. I just put you back on mute because some people want to continue to listen. If you hang up, that's cool.
Thank
it's your
you.
Call. But I will just put you on mute. You decide if you hang up or not. But thank you very much. And thank you for being
appreciate
great
it.
Yes, very nice to meet
we
you.
We hope you call again.
Bye-bye now. Take care.
Bye.
Welcome back. Are you here?
Yeah, she's really got a very sweet card.
That's good.
You know,
good.
And sometimes we get all the wrong people coming into our lives.
We have an international shout-out to Melanie, which is in the UK.
And that's the one with the last name I love. Her whole name. Melanie McGonigal sounds to me like a great singer or a musician.
Sounds like she could be related to Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Except
the last...
Huh? All right. Let's see. I think I've caught up on all my international shout-outs, I believe. If not, you must let me know. All right, we are going to go do the cool thing. This is the thing we talked about. The mystery, the big, big mystery. You never know. It could be anywhere on this globe. We're going to Skype. We got a Skyper. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Well, hello, wonderful love doctors for helping people with your love guidance and your entertainment. It's Melissa. It's been...
Hi, Melissa.
It is nice, Melissa.
Thank you.
Yes. I know you want people to have love, and thank you. I've been talking to you for 4 years, and that's the number's one goal. Yeah, so cool. Yeah. Thank you for that. Your love takes time, or you're right. You always want to be truthful. But anyway, I just have a quick question, please, love doctors.
All right.
And
thank
you, Mr. and Ms. Love Doctor. About 8 months ago, y'all said to me that y'all said that my friend will be coming, probably be surprised. Okay, love doctors, y'all told me that. And he said to me a week and a half ago that he was going to be coming to the area not to my city, my state, but like the state next to my state where I'm at. And I find that kind of weird because I'm sure he's going to come over here. I just like to know, Love Doctors, if you see him coming over here to surprise me, because I have a project pending. It's not so much about the relationship. It's more like a friendship / business.
Okay.
So can you please, Love Doctors, let me know if you see that before October or the end of the year. Thank you.
All right. He's going to be in the next state. Is he talking about you coming to meet him?
Like, thank you for asking. It's like a surprise. Like you say, I'm going to be visiting the state next to you because I have something to do there. And then anyway, go for it. You go from there. Thank you.
All right.
You go there, big girl with the cards. Yeah, you go. You know, depending on where you live, the next day can be close or the next day could be a long ways away. You know, if you're on one end of Texas.
Oh, right.
And somebody's on the state or. If you're in one of those tiny little New England, like Delaware and all that stuff up there, the next state you
like
can
Canada, Mexico.
You ride your bicycle and go to another state up there, in those small little New England states. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, you know when you're looking like on a globe or a map, and they have to put the two-letter initials away from the state and put an arrow to it because it's so damn tiny. They can't even put two letters in the state. It's so small. But that's cool.
Wow.
Melissa.
Size doesn't matter in states.
The ladies on Facebook think you have a beautiful accent.
Oh, you're going to ruin it.
What? Ruin what?
Go ahead.
And are interested to know where you your family originates from. Nationality?
Spain. Spaniard.
What?
You ruined it.
What did I ruin?
If you're paying attention, I said, I don't want to ask. I kind of like the mystery. Mystery's gone. Mystery's freaking gone. It's ruined forever. She just pissed on my freaking mystery.
I thought you were referring to all the ones from Skype.
Nope.
Well, then you must be a little bit more.
If you had scrolled up one more when I said that, you ought to saw what I was talking about there, Deborah.
I think this guy has real intentions of coming to see you or at least having you meet him somewhere. So that definitely is, he wants to check this out. You two have never met, correct? In real life.
No, but I checked him. He is from military because, you know, I was in there too. So there's no light and all that. So thank you for being concerned and for your advice. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well,
so
I am thinking he is determined to see you.
Well, that's good to have a goal, a focus.
No.
And I mean, and really determined, not just whistling Dixie, right?
No, this is very determined.
That's cool because some people will talk the talk and not walk the walk. So that's good.
And Melissa, there's a great attraction between the two of you that literally supersedes your friendship. All right. It's a great, we'll call it a romantic / intimate attraction.
Dickweed.
And I want you to know, if you both get carried away with the moment, like in an interlude, don't do the walk of shame on the way home. It was meant to go that way. It was meant to be. So I'm just saying, you know, emotions sometimes are riding high and you know, things get away from us as far as we weren't going to do this or that or the other thing. But if you end up, you know what I'm saying, right?
Rock your rock out.
Like with your feet in the air.
Oh, my Lord Jesus God. Oh, sweet feet in the air.
Enjoy the moment.
Zippity doo-dah.
Doing
the bedroom Olympics, the horizontal shuffle.
Anyway, I want you to know that is real. It has real potential. And it could be just the thing that the two of you have been heading for, and it's taken all this time. But this man has gone without some serious loving for a long time. society.
A whole lot of love. Yeah. A whole lot of love.
And I think it's going to be great. It'll be great.
It will be great. Deb says it shall be great, and great it shall be. All right, real quick, it is your single card. It is from the same deck, but it's from the online deck, I always like to say. This card she pulled, Deb, is a Ten of Spades.
Oh,
it says an important journey lies before you, and many delightful surprises await you at your destination. Tend to all important details and prepare yourself for a new experience. Your life is about to change dramatically for the better as a result.
Oh, yeah.
You want to expand on it? Do you think that says it all right there?
That card, it does.
Speaks for itself?
It indicates miles. So it isn't like that journey.
It's a journey, but, yeah. Right.
But some people think, well, like for us here.
Like it doesn't have to be a physical journey necessarily.
It wouldn't mean going from here to Suffolk. Okay. Because that is just a short, really short
journey. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it would be longer.
Okay. So it actually, when it says journey, it means it is talking about physical distance, right?
Yeah.
It's not talking some kind of spiritual shit, right?
No, it's
actual
distance.
Sure. You know, because sometimes we get all this metaphorical stuff, you know, and you kind of really don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, so when you find out he's there or on his way, better shave your legs there, Melissa.
Yes. Yes. Cave women are out of style now.
Yes, little doctors. I will be hairy like Bigfoot.
That's right, yes. You must make sure that your beard is trimmed.
Got it.
Because you know what? Ain't nothing wrong with a bearded clan, but yeah.
Oh, no.
All right, well, hey, thank you, Melissa. It's always a
thank
pleasure.
Thank you.
Well,
yep.
Yes,
Melissa, I can
bye
tell.
Love,
you are so giddy, Melissa. I can tell that you're in love with
giddy
this
up,
man.
Giddy up, giddy up.
You love him.
But there is business there, too, Dan.
And I think he
business.
Loves her, too. That's
love is in the air.
Been, yes. So take care, Melissa. We love when you call
okay.
us.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Take care.
You know, once upon a time, there was a little time frame where we had a lot of Skypers.
Yeah.
And now it's just it's a couple now. And it's either Melissa and there's somebody else that escapes me, another female that calls us from there, but not as much. What was her name? Opulence?
Oh, yes.
It's been a long time, right?
Kit Kat.
Oh, Kit Kat. So for a while there, we had like three regular Skypers.
We did.
Yes. So hopefully all's going well with them, and maybe now that we have thrown that out there into the universe, they'll call in the next couple weeks, right?
And Facebook has implemented WhatsApp. I have that. I just have to integrate it into the page.
That don't really matter for the show.
And then they could call in on WhatsApp if they prefer. Not everybody likes Messenger. Some people don't want to be on there. One thing you
can you can just use the audio.
Solicited. Yes.
You're already on Facebook. So your Messenger is already there.
But
it's there.
People that okay.
It's fucking there. It's like they're tied together. Whether you use it or not, it's there. Okay? I'm just saying it's there. It's not like I must load all the special software. No, you just click a button and you're already messaging people. It is what it is. All right, Ab. All right, you are the master of ceremonies here. What would you like to do? Would you like to phone? Do you want to go to Facebook? What do you want to do next?
How many calls you got?
Two right now.
Still waiting?
Well, there was more. Two of them dropped, so we have
all right,
two.
All right, well, I guess we could go to Facebook. Sure.
All right, tossed it out there. I typed it because it's quicker because there's a delay. Messenger now. First caller to Deborah Lee goes first. We do not take. It's got to be quick. Quick draw McGraw here.
Just call.
On audio or video, it doesn't matter whatever you decide, but just use the messenger to Deborah Lee. And we need to do that because otherwise it's going to kill the whole show if we have to go to type back and forth. Please do the messenger. And then we really get a whole bunch of people won't get any free readings if we have to go type, slows it down, comes to a grinding halt. Yes, and there's no way to communicate real well when you're given your question via type. Now, I know Siobhan was interested. We have lots of folks here, many a folk. We'll keep the floor open for a little bit because there is a 20 to 30 second delay just for me talking. That's why I type it first.
You don't have to be on video.
No, audio or video. It's your choice.
When you go to call in, you know those little...
Yes, the little icon. One looks like a phone and one looks like a camera. That's the audio / video, whatever you decide. And even if you're on video, you're not going to be.
Yeah, we're only going to see you.
That's right. So it's your call. But the thing is, depending if you're on your phone and...
Sophia.
All right, I will let the we have our call.
Hi there.
Hello.
How are you feeling? Are you still stuffed from the Indian festival?
I think I drank too much. Sorry.
Was it outside?
I'm sorry?
Was it outdoors?
Yeah, it was a crowd of, I think, over 5,000 people.
Nice, nice.
And I was volunteering.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
Cool. So you were really part of it. That's cool.
Yeah.
Your voice is...
How are you doing?
You sound hoarse.
You sound like you've been talking very loudly today because your voice is a little hoarse.
Mm-hmm. Or are you sick?
Sorry, I didn't realize it until I actually said hi.
Oh.
That's all right. I used to get that way from coming home from sporting events and stuff where you're yelling a lot. So, yeah, that's normal.
Yes.
That means you had a damn good time usually.
Yeah, you must have talked a lot today.
Oh, yeah, it was quite lovely.
Did your friend request her?
No, and
yes.
I think I also, okay. I tend to sleep, if I sleep with my hair wet, I tend to get like a cold. So
that's
what happened last night.
I can't sleep with wet hair.
Oh.
Yeah,
no.
I can't sleep with wet hair.
I don't go to bed with wet hair.
Yeah.
I don't use a hair dryer. I just wait for it to dry.
I actually didn't end up sleeping last night. I was up all night.
Oh, boy. Did you get any rest in the morning?
Like half an hour, maybe.
Oh, boy.
I guess 30 minutes is better than 0 minutes, I guess.
But it kind of gives you a sleep deficit. You can't remember how...
I've been sleeping too much.
Oh, well, then it's good.
Yeah, and all the... Everybody, some people can function off those little 30-minute naps here and there, and some people, it just makes them worse.
Sophia, didn't you tell us that you were in the military? No, that was Terry Sue.
No.
Okay, yes, Terry Sue was in the military.
Okay, all right. I didn't know either.
What
either
would you like to know, my dear? What's your question for us?
Oh, my legs.
My question is actually quite family-oriented. Last week, my father did have a stroke, so it was quite emotionally
up
there. Yeah, so...
Is he recovering well? Is he, you know, how's he doing?
So right now, he has lost his eyesight.
Oof.
And... he lost a bit of memory, so it's kind of taking him some time. So, do I just leave my life and just go back to India and be there with him? But at the same time, I've got so many things going on here for me.
It's true.
But he's doing okay. So it was, my brother was able to travel back home and my sister's there. So I'm just like, I was literally falling apart last week.
Oh, I'm sure. My mother, it's going on probably 20 years now, but my mother had a really debilitating stroke and a brain hemorrhage.
Yeah.
Combined.
It's the 1-2 punch.
Yeah, and...
Most people don't survive 1-2 punches when it comes to the brain.
Well, and it was interesting, the surgeon called me, and he said, "Do you want us to let her go?" And I said, "No. I mean, yeah, her, she is speech-wise impaired. It's as if she's speaking a different language. She's like she's from Lithuania or something like that. All right. But her mind is perfectly fine. And the thing I learned from this is for all of us, if you have a close family member, like Sophia has a father, I have a mother, your mother, Jim, didn't she have a stroke? Yes.
Yeah, it was might have been right close to the, right at the peak of COVID even, so it made it even more challenging for visiting and stuff.
Our chances with that close family member increase to 2/3 that we will have one too.
My mom must be that weird little DNA thing.
She is
that
weird.
That just jumped out that because nobody in the family had cancer. She's had cancer.
She had stage 4 breast cancer.
Nobody in our family that I know of, I know a lot of people never had strokes, but she had it. So she just, it must be that weird DNA thing where that thing just comes.
But just remember that.
Well, you're right. Genetics are great, but they can be a burden, too, if things run in the family.
And a bitch, too.
Well, I said burden because I was trying to be nice. Yeah, they could be some bitch, but yeah.
Okay, Sophia, what did you want me to look at? Was it in reference to going home or something else?
Yeah. Going home, like, how, if something in the, it's showing up, and about my father, you know, how is he doing?
I know, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's somebody that's another continent away, too. Not just a few hundred miles.
Where is he?
In India. He's in India.
He's in India.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. But your other siblings are showing up?
Yeah, they're showing up.
Okay.
All right. Well, the cards are going down.
You know, I've read the cards for you so many times that I feel very intuitively connected with you just for the new folks that have joined us. It doesn't take too long. Maybe 4 or 5 readings, and then I'm really in tune, which is probably a better word, in tune.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's semantics here, right?
Yeah.
Like I said in the comments, I'm going to go and rewatch your words because it explains exactly how I work with my clients. It's like the more I connect and more I meet them, it I can get them a reading like that. I can just touch their body and I can tell them what's happening with them.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have to tell you, I have to make a hard choice here.
Mm.
Because here's the thing we need to remember. Putting this as, you know, gently as I can. I think you need to show up for yourself, especially. For the unity of your family. But you don't have to stay a long time. I know you'd have to fly there. Mm-hmm. What is that, like a 20-hour flight? Or, you know, I'm not sure if the
cheapest would be. Because all the connections, that's a whole different ballgame.
But there's going to be a backlash from family members if you don't. I mean, I think that sometimes we are compelled to be there.
You know, and that's the most horrible things about all this.
Yes.
The people that don't matter are going to be the ones that are going to get all upset. Right?
That is why I don't
want to...
Yeah.
Yeah, all the... Well, you didn't show up, so you must not care. Well, you know, I'm also on another continent, just to let you know, and, you know, all this. But, yeah. And, then, you know, it's like, you know what? You shouldn't have to show up and put on the show. It's not a show. But that's the way it works out.
I think, though, also, it would be very comforting for your father. Mm-hmm. He's here. And right now at present, it's still touch and go with his recovery. Sometimes it can take very, he's going to have a certain degree of disability from this. How old is your dad?
Yeah.
Is he very old? Is he?
74.
Now, as we get older, we think, gee, that isn't very old. But to younger folks, it's like, ooh, that's pretty old. So... I really think, though, he would feel comforted. Were you his favorite?
No.
You weren't?
No.
So, well, I think that in his heart of hearts, though, with you not there, it's going to leave a lasting wound. I mean, if you can try to work it out, hon, so it doesn't disrupt your work life. If you are off on weekends, I'm forgetting. What do you have, like Sunday and Monday or something like that?
I work weekends.
Oh, you do? Or you don't? I think
If I go to India, it would be literally, I would go for like a month.
Oh, boy.
But that means
closing up.
I was thinking eventually, I was even thinking of going back home for like a good 6 months.
So this was...
And that was what...
So it was kind of already in your plans.
Remember I spoke to you, like the last time I told you that I was moving my office space.
Yes.
And just most of there's like always something moving. And one of the reading that you get that came through last time was that it's going to be for a short time. And I had this feeling like I might just go and just be there for some time. And I'm like, but I'm also debating about, like, if I go, I might just want to come back in, like, 15 days because I will not survive.
True.
Like, emotionally, I don't think I can be there.
Are these people supportive? Do you have a supportive family in the work that you do? No. Come on.
No.
Well, don't care. Bring any of. I've asked him to.
Okay, that's cool. I just, you don't want to be half in. That's all. Like for us, like you got an arm. I don't know that we want him there.
Well, we can talk some more, you know, privately. And I think that would probably be best. But right now, that's what I'm seeing here, and I would like to check it out. I feel you're not going to stay that long. Okay, you'll be back soon. There's a lot of undercurrent in your family that is, you are kind of, what do I want to call her? The word that keeps like neon in my mind is renegade. They don't understand you.
Great Sticks song.
Renegade? Oh, I love that. Who sings it?
Sticks. I just said
that's
the Great Sticks song.
You know what it is? There's still that hangover aspect of culture that you were supposed to become a wife, a mother, you know, keep house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And instead you're out globetrotting and you're, you know, in my family, they say what I'm doing is the devil's workshop. So, yeah. All right. So we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.
Oh, honey, stay now. Yeah, stay. We're going to.
Yeah, here is your single card reading. It is the Eight of Spades, Deb. Remorse, heartache, misery. These are highlighted by the matter in question, which obviously is very clear on your guys' interaction. It's time to cut your losses and move on to the future. Accept this setback for what it is and try your best not to dwell on it. A brighter tomorrow is perceived to be on the horizon once you are able to put the past fully and completely behind you. Now, you go ahead and take that and interact it.
I would say do not engage with anybody that's looking to, you know, the saying, stir the pot.
Oh, that's a family thing.
It is.
Yep.
And people like me that come from a family of, we're going to say generational.
Well, a lot of those family members don't want the person to show up so they can say, I told you so.
Yeah, she wasn't going
to
come.
And then when they do show up, they're going to have some other snotty thing to say. So it's a lose-lose, but you got to decide what you got to do for yourself.
You know what?
And your dad, of course.
I worked with a woman that reminded me of Scarlett O'Hara from
the Gone with
the
Wind.
I mean, this lady was older and she dressed so classy and everything. I told her I had to attend a very difficult family event and I hadn't been around for some time. And she said, well, my advice to you, Deborah, is you dress to kill. You go, you attend, you keep your class level very high. And by keeping your chin up, you'll find you're looking down on them. And I thought, oh boy, this sounds good. So I wore like my best outfit, dress, high heel pumps, long time ago. But I went and did it. And sort of the jaws dropped. So I'm just saying to you, whatever suits you best as your, say, shield.
Yeah, she has to decide, obviously. Yeah. There's a lot of factors that she has to think about. And obviously, distance is a big, big factor. That's a long, long ways to go.
Yeah, so I will talk to you more freely. Yeah. All right, honey?
Certainly.
And I'm
Thank
so sorry.
So
oh, I'm so sorry about
As
your
always.
Father. Yeah.
Was that? I didn't
Thank
hear.
You.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I there was like a lot of crosstalk, so I'd only heard my name and nothing else.
Take care, honey.
She could have said F you, Jimbo. I wouldn't know.
All right, darling. Bye-bye. Oh, she is the...
Alrighty then. International shout-out to Virgil in the land of the UK. Oh, for the UKers out there, apparently there was a big deal that happened globally. It was the... wasn't it the International Rugby Cup or whatever it's called that England beat Argentina?
England went out there and kicked some ass.
Now, which just kind of brings me back to England and Argentina. When was the last time there was a conflict? Let's not go back to the Falklands. No.
1982.
Yeah, a long time ago.
82.
I didn't know it was that long ago. Holy crap.
Oh, my God. I feel terrible.
Those of you that see that there is a rather handsome black man sitting next to me.
Why does he got
to
be black?
Why?
No, negative.
Not Gabby Lane.
I'll let people know.
Well, they're seeing him.
No, not. You go ahead with that. I'm talking about the call.
This is an adopted son of mine, and his name is Kyle. He has just come from working. God, how long are your days?
Today was a long one.
10 hours?
Yeah, just about 12. Sometimes I'm going to wake up counting.
Yes, he's been a part of our family, I think, since you were 15.
15 years.
Yep.
17 years now. Then.
He's a musician by desire. What do you play, trumpet?
Trombone.
Trombone.
All brass.
Yes, but he writes music, and he's amazing. So I just wanted to let you know that, yes, I know who this is.
I typed in to everybody, not Messenger.
Them?
Yeah, I said we got to go to the phones next. And to the phones we shall go, right, Deb?
Yes.
All right. Let's see the attrition. People have gone.
Hello, son.
So we are going to...
Uh-oh.
Area code 520, Olisa.
Oh, wow, you guys.
What's happening?
Hello.
How are you? I just said that.
Hello, how are you? Won't you tell me your name?
Hello, how are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Another dead American buried in France, but he was not a war hero.
Who was? Oh, yes, and I hear that people visit that grave.
Oh, apparently there's all sorts of shit piled up in that thing every day. Probably not as much as it used to be 40 years ago.
Yeah. So, Lisa, how's your day going?
Well, okay, I'm out doing errands, and my neighbor just got home a little bit ago, but we haven't spoken yet because I haven't gone out there to talk to him. I just hopped in the car because I have some pressing errands, one in particular I have to do. And so, I don't know. What two cars there, Deborah?
I gotcha. Hold on.
Wait a minute. You mean you called into the show to find out what the cards have to say?
Oh, my God.
Who would have thought that was such a thing to do? So be it. All right. Yes, Deb. Do the cards. I do not do cards. And Lisa knows that.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, I don't know.
How close I came to the end of that cut.
Oh, well, here's the deal. Just for you folks, I don't know if Deb mentioned it, we busted out a brand new deck of cards tonight.
Yeah, and they're slippery.
Knock on wood, hasn't been a major catastrophe yet.
Oh, well, knock on wood.
Yep. All right, folks. Yes, but there was plenty of them when I was breaking them in. So I did it they would hit me and not go all over the floor. I don't want to chase them. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. That's small talk.
Oh, something's going to happen.
Oh, dear.
No.
I just screwed up. Yeah, bye.
What to do?
Don't worry, just keep going. You're going to hear a little sound. Just ignore it. There you go. That's what I screwed up. All right, it's back on mute. I accidentally clicked out of the chat. I should re-put the...
For Lisa, right now, I can see clearly this is the present condition.
So the rain is gone?
Who?
The rain is gone.
You said you can see clearly, so I'm assuming the rain is gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We do song references. This is a song reference hour.
That's
like
an oldie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Luther something, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's Lou Rawls. No, not Lou
Rawls.
It wasn't Lou Rawls.
He's cool, dude, though. I like Lou Rawls.
All right. Lisa's dying because we keep going off on these tangents. Jim's the only one
if
drinking.
If Catherine's here, she will tell us who sang that because she is.
Catherine is the.
She is the queen of music trivia from our era. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, Tanya, we have to talk to you.
Oh, Lord Jesus God.
All right, let me
get back to the reading again.
That was awesome.
Focus, my dear.
Yes. Remember, I have ADD. Okay.
Oh, we're going to get her a t-shirt like Monia's mom wants one. Yep.
You're in such...
You call her urine.
Urine. You are in.
Aha.
Such a state. I mean, we shouldn't make fun of this.
No, we shouldn't. You're right.
This is real sadness over the fact that there's silence has been reigning.
A long
between
time.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, even when there wasn't silence, it was not, it was cordial, so it was still silence.
And I got to tell you something that I've learned after all these years. It's okay to give somebody the silent treatment. It's okay. But don't let it go on too long.
No,
because they are going to change emotionally where they don't need you anymore.
Unless they, you want that, though.
They don't. Well, right.
Right.
But sometimes people let it go too long.
I got you.
And then the other person comes to say, well, hey, yeah. I'm back. And you're like, so effing what?
It's
been too late.
It's your basic pissing contest. The pissing contest can go where you didn't want it to go and you can never recover. You got to watch out.
Somebody's got to stop putting logs on fire.
Yeah, if you have one of those Cold Wars or whatever, like the nations have and stuff, it's a certain point where it cannot ever be brought back together. Thus is life.
So
that's why we have divorce courts. Yay, and they're book solid, boy.
Okay. Here's what I got for you, Lisa. This relationship can and will be mended, and I think it's going to be even stronger than ever. Now, I'm going to tell you what my gut instinct would be. I would go out. It's not that late there. It's still. Did you say you still have errands to run?
She's
three hours.
She hasn't even hit the 5 o'clock hour yet.
Go to a nice store, and even Kohl's has these now, which I'm amazed by. Go find a really nice card. Not an apology.
A card.
A card. Greeting card. Not apology. But find one that says something to the effect of, a finer friend I've yet to meet than what you are.
You know
something
what? I do
like,
have a card. I do have a card that when I bought those flowers for him, and I did buy a card. And so I do have it handy dandy, and it's blank. I didn't write anything in it. So I do have a card.
That's a good
one. It's blank. What do you mean? It doesn't even have
a
message on the front?
I didn't sign it, meaning I did not sign it.
But it has
some shit from home.
What kind of message does it have, though?
Does it have a message?
Yeah, what's the message?
Oh, yeah. It has kind of what you were just saying, Deb. You know, you're such a good friend, a friend indeed kind of bullshit.
Okay. Because that matters. You don't just throw a card at somebody.
And then it says like you guys with some kind of bullshit.
Well, it's all bullshit, right? But if you want a specialized card, sometimes you got to suck it up and go to the Hallmark store and pay out your ass for a $20 card that should be
It's not
50
20,
cents.
But they're like,
some of them can get up there when they got the electronic shit on.
Oh,
Hallmark?
Yep.
And you know what?
You haven't been in that store for a while, Deb.
Oh, no.
Lisa, try and slide it under his door.
Unless it's a big fat Hallmark card, then you're not going to do that.
No,
it's
just... Unless it's a human delivery.
And see what that does. Because this is a really good emotional test. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
To see
how
he's going to react. Because, you know, if he reacts badly, this is what you're going to get stuck with for the future. Somebody that will diss you. Go ahead.
First of all, what do you consider bad?
How do you see him reacting?
Right. What do you consider bad?
He needs you coming back. He needs you to usher him back in. Remember, when we've talked, the two of you are at fault in certain ways. You know?
Oh, I know I am big time. I explained my part in it. And, you know, it's we drew each other to each other. I usually draw someone different, but we just happened to live next door to each other. It wasn't like I picked him out in a crowd.
Right.
You know,
fate brought you together. But sometimes
well,
fate
look at how it shocked
together.
Doris when she saw you two together.
Who?
Doris. Somebody she's told me about.
Oh, I don't know who you're talking
about. In a message.
About.
Doris was shocked.
You revealed that.
I know, but nobody else knows who Doris is.
But now we all do.
Jimbo.
If you wait too long, it's really on him. Because eventually a woman's going to say, next.
It is. You know.
What?
No, you're right. I agree with you. It really is. It's not supposed to be equal partners and stuff, but it kind of is on him.
It's on him.
He does. And if he's, and then what? Eventually, you got to quit making excuses. He's wearing diapers. He's an infant. He's not even from this planet. If he doesn't get in the game, then maybe he doesn't want to be in the game at a certain point. You got to decide what that point is, you know. God, you know what?
Just tell her to wait. We still got lots of time. So, Lisa, I think it's something to consider, and you've already got that card. Put intention into it. You don't have to, like, you know, right, I'm putting intentions into this card. But just do
you know,
it.
I won't even sign it. What I'll do is I'll pick a flower from the grass and just glue it on there.
That would
and,
be
you know, it's a message.
Really terrific. Do you have a scent that he loves?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna let it go. That was put up on a tee for me to drive into the. Oh, I'm gonna let it go. Go ahead, Deb. I'm gonna let that go.
I have some essential oils. I have the essential oils. I could drop like a drop on there.
Yeah.
Okey-dokey.
Do that. Give him the aromatherapy and, you know. I'm telling you, he's not going to disappoint you. It's right here, the two of them coming together, but there had to be some action.
And you said it's better than ever. Okay, good.
Okay. Alrighty. That's your card reading there. There you go.
Do you have one of my personal prophecy oracle cards.
I should give her. I'm going to make my own damn deck, I think. I'm going to make my own deck that's going to put that rebel card deck to fucking shame.
Hey, Jimbo, you need to make your own damn deck with each card has a show of your Brogam boots on there. Your, you know, Brogam, the military boots. I call them Brogam.
There's going to be also, I'll make my own damn deck.
And then I have text flying free or sucker, go on.
Yeah, well, it's going to be like that, except even worse. All right, here we go. Lisa, real quick, here's your card. And Deborah, this is the intuitive personal prophecy. Seven of spades.
Oh, yeah.
Highlighted, there is a deep sense of longing for what has been lost and may never be recovered. Give the matter in question some time. With patience and faith on your part, their circumstances may very well change for the better as the future continues to unfold. And you just said it basically in the reading, so go ahead and reiterate it. Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, basically said what you said.
Spade cards are all about deep emotion, as in tears, loss, agony. The Ace of Spades, which everybody thinks, ooh, when the Ace of Spades is straight up, that's the death card. Not so much real death. It's more like death of circumstances. That's not, this was the Seven of Spades. And ladies and everybody, we're going to learn this. I've decided we're setting this class up and we're going to get busy. So anyway, I want you to know that, yes, right now you are suffering a loss. I've seen in the cards he is too. When he tipped his hat, that was supposed to be a really cute gesture. And you said, whatever, you know.
But
I was mad at him.
It's a very, it's a gesture that could be interpreted so many different ways, right?
It is.
It could have been cute, but somebody could say, he's being a sarcastic asshole. You got to watch out when you're the person doing these gestures. They might not.
You're right. You do.
You do. You do. If you're doing something really bizarre like that, not everybody's going to look at it the same way, you know. The tip the cap thing is kind of really cool. It is kind of cool. But it also could be very like, it could be like the FU kind of tip the cap thing. You don't know. It depends.
Don't people in England do it a lot?
No. She's talking about the full down.
He went all the way down like Sir
Walter.
Yeah,
he did. And then.
She's not talking the baseball.
Then he made,
his chivalry as his you know.
Yes, but.
Yeah, and then he made a hand gesture like I was riding my bicycle.
The other way. Like it's an FU middle finger gesture. It could be.
Yeah, sarcastic.
Just remember.
Yep, it could be interpreted that way.
When people really care about each other, conflict is going to make that bond even stronger. Forget about these people who say, oh, we never fight. We've never had a fight. How scary. You have no idea if that relationship could handle.
But 99% of the people are lying.
That they never fight?
Right. Or their version of a fight and you're, you know, they just say, we don't fight. Like they think we don't throw things at each other.
No, we're not talking about
but
that.
But some people, when they say that, you know, they say that, because they probably automatically assume they're both fights. But it's not fighting.
I think Rachel is speaking to you.
Yeah, they're asking, who's the bodyguard?
Yes, this is my bodyguard. You mess with him, boy. Ooh.
Everybody should have a bouncer.
I think so.
It needs to be a big sumbitch.
I really think that you're going to turn this around, but you're also going to see what he's like in the making of stage. Because this has gone on day after day.
He's going a little lit Cindy Lauper. Yeah. I was going day after day. Alone on the hill. Little Beatles. I was going Beatles.
Sophia, you love her. She is so good.
The fool on the hill.
So I was going to tell you, your grandson's here in a position that is called sure to come true. I think he's going to end up coming back.
School year has started.
And he'll be going back to school with you.
So is there a time frame?
Well, it's looking like you, Grandma, you're going to kind of
wait. This year before January?
Well, I think this boy would like to get out of there right now.
He's probably got torn feelings.
Well, he's got a C-minus mother.
I know, but, he's probably got torn feelings because – a lot of kids can love the shit out of their mom, love the shit out of grandma, and they're kind of like torn, right?
Yeah. Well, what is the story about the lion that had the thorn in its foot? The male.
The mouse. The mouse came up.
The mouse did it.
I'm going to help you. And the lion says, why would I let you help me? I'm a mouse. I should eat you. And the mouse goes, because I know what I'm doing. Jack, sit back.
And he took it out.
And the lion says, now I have to not eat you because you saved me. But thanks. Now I get it.
Sophia,
and wasn't one of the things on the cartoon world is that elephants were terrified of mice in the cartoon world. Every time they saw
maybe in real life.
Freak. I don't know. I can't imagine that. I can't imagine in real life. When you watch cartoons like Bugs Bunny, when they saw a mouse, they were They were kind of bummer.
You gotta have a new tagline added to your show. It's always a party when we call it.
I love it. Yes. And you know what? This is why other readers don't like me. I've never been liked by people that I've been pushed together with to work with.
Yeah.
So I don't care.
It's sad if you listen to some of those shows. And I've tried, and I cannot last more than, I don't think I've made it to 2 minutes. Well,
Yeah.
It's almost like you listen to PBS.
NPR.
Except they're not even talking about something interesting. At least NPR sometimes does.
Yeah.
You know, but they're like, I look at your cards and I can see that there's some conflict in your life.
Ooh.
It's like, well, no fucking shit, there's conflict. Oh. That's why the bitch called in. Jesus Christ, he already told her there's conflict. You didn't even tell her shit. You know? But they talk like, the cards are telling me spiritually. Get that spirit out of your ass.
Can I get back to the lion and the mouse?
I thought you were done.
No. Oh. Right now, he is the lion with the thing stuck in his foot.
He's a lion with something stuck in his
foot. Oh, he's over there.
Are you sure it's stuck in his foot?
Where was
Lisa knew where I was thinking it might be stuck. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, I would love that, Rachel. You come to see me. We're going to have a party. Anyway, you have really...
Should be a globetrotter.
In his mind, he thinks everything you've ever... Rachel, right now, he's... What is that? Called when you start talking to yourself. He has said to himself, everything she ever said was a lie.
Well, he's having those internal debates.
Yeah.
Those, like,
I don't know why I ever believed
her.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. That every human does, whether it's verbally out loud or just up here.
So that card is going to be the mouse taking that thing up.
His butt.
His appendage.
I mean, I'm sorry, no, his foot.
She's cracking up.
I don't think he's ever had anything in his butt that didn't belong there, but I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. I was just throwing it out there.
And you know, Jim, we may as well put the cards on the table.
Well, you've been doing it all night. Okay, but put more cards on the table. What do you got?
You would be shocked.
At what?
Shocked
at what?
You know the number of women that have had anal sex. Completely.
Why do you think that would shock me? Why the hell do you think that would shock me?
Rachel, that is the name. Yes.
Really? I can't believe women have anal sex. Hence, they named them an act afterwards.
You know what, though? I've always wondered, is that because a guy has a homosexual fantasy? So he's got you doggy style and he's doing you from the rear.
Oh, yeah. Make up an excuse so you can freaking look in the mirror. Do what you got to do so you can look in the mirror and not feel shame.
You just speak from your heart in writing that little card and don't put anything in there that is inflammatory, okay?
No, I just put a flower in there from the yard. You know, there are flowers in the road in the week. I just pick one. He knows how much I like those flowers.
You have to put a flower in the yard and push it?
Oh, no. Well, no, you know, the ground. You know, the ground has ground. Weeds that grow or ground cover, and sometimes little weed flowers grow, and I love those flowers.
Got it. Yeah, I know what she's talking about. Yep. They almost look like little baby daisies, some of the ones that we
have. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. The little yellow ones, they look like a daisy, but we know it's not. It's a weed flower. What is it?
Dandelions.
No. They're even smaller. They look like
I know which ones you're talking about.
I don't know their name, though.
Is it a Gerber?
No, it's not Gerber.
Gerber
I don't
daisy.
Even know.
Gerber?
Is that a thing?
It's a flower.
Is that from Mom?
Yes.
I'll take a Gerber.
No, it's from Mike and Molly, too.
Okay, well, there we go. I'll take care of that. You talk to the folks out there.
All right, Lisa, I want to get a couple more readings in here.
I will deal with this.
But
okay,
I think we're on to something. I really do. Okay.
We're on to something.
Yes, so.
Okay.
So you have to give him a card so he can take something out of his butt, right? Is that where we're at?
I think it was in his
For the mouse to take something out of the butt? Is that where we are?
You know, doesn't Jim seem rather obsessed with the rectal area?
Am I obsessed or am I just noticing something that's obvious? I don't know.
I'm serious. He is so worried about what's going into some man's rectum.
Well, it is actually supposed to be a one-way street, mind you, just to let you all know out there.
Yeah.
This person's a dick.
Ooh.
Oh, jeez.
Why?
They have somehow managed to defeat this little feature here, so I have to go and just block them from here.
All right. Well, Lisa, we love you.
Yeah, not you. We're talking about
love you. Love you all. Love you.
We love you long time. Long time.
Ta-ta.
Love you long time.
Yeah,
that's right. I'm so horny. Here we go. Let's see.
The show's gotten wild.
See, look at that. They got shit going on. I'll hide it. Do what I can do. Dead Man Walking.
Sure. Great movie.
I love that movie. I love that first time they said that. Dead Man Walking.
Yeah.
All right, Deb.
Yeah.
You ready?
I would like to hear from Elaine. She's tried. Elaine, are you still with us? And Tanya, if you're here, I'd like to hear about the custody issue.
Actually, I just typed it. Messenger next. Elaine, now is your time.
Yes, come on aboard, Elaine.
We're going to take the first messenger call. Elaine, you should be ready just to go click. Just click. Click it. Click it. Click it now. We're about 14 minutes away, so. Come on, Elaine.
We got time.
Oh, we have time. I just hope she did not depart.
Let's just put out these thumbs up.
And this poacher in here has
is getting everybody?
No, I blocked them, but I can't remove the comment. Whoever did that software, look at that.
Well, maybe
it destroyed.
Named Virgil. Maybe Virgil has power.
No, I went onto the person's page and blocked them. I hit this and I can't. If the comment, see, it's not going away.
That's so rude.
It is indeed. So whoever did, it's not a live person there. It's software.
Oh.
So we're waiting for the messenger call. All right, my dear Lisa, I shall put you on mute, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, and she continues to listen, as you all can when you call in. I don't see the comment. Oh, there was a medium reading thing, and it wouldn't let me do it from here, but I went to their Facebook page and nailed them. So maybe that's
okay.
Maybe that's
Tanya, I see.
Can't get on. I will go next. Well, Elaine.
I wish it would have gone better for you. I really do. You got full custody, as you said, and the court's stricter. And if I'm understanding this right, yeah. Can't get on. She'll go next.
Just let that go. I already addressed it. Remember, that is kind of my shotgun job here as a talk.
Yeah.
Do that stuff. I got it.
Yeah, collateral duties.
I got this when they're having issues.
Yeah, that's right.
Side work, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Laura from Canada, international shout out.
Oh, you have come to the party.
How are things up there as far as the fires and stuff? Because I know you were like on the front line not too long ago. She had an evacuation notice.
Okay, Tanya, I get it. I was kind of confused there. Her son got the girls. My son got the girls.
Oh, custody
and
stuff.
She is limited on visitation. Well, it sounds good. Sorry, I misconstrued everything. Aw, thank you, Tanya. I'm the best. I love what I do. I really do. You know.
That's good. You should do that.
Yeah.
Yes. Satan probably loved what he does,
Satan,
too.
Yeah.
Satan, maybe. Remember that? Oh, I love that. Saturday Night Live.
That Dana Carvey was something else.
Yeah. What was that, the church lady? Was that the role?
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Satan, maybe? The little talk show?
Oh, and that's Bush.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Well, that was great. Did it in that. Oh, there you go. There she is.
Yeah, here she comes. Just a walking down.
Bad man. Would be pretty.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
There you are.
Hello.
Welcome in. She's very patient. She's been
How
here.
Are you?
Been here a
well,
long time.
Well, I'm here. Yeah, we're kind of on a roll. Why are we getting...
You got to shut your volume down.
Yeah.
You got to kill that or we're going to all go insane shortly. You got to mute your Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Can you hear me now?
Thank goodness. I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Good.
Well, tell us, what's on your mind? What would you like to know?
I would like to know where I'm going because I have different suitors in my life. I'm divorced almost 5 years. I was dating someone for about 6 years. He was a real jerk.
Okay.
And then I'm talking to the dating apps, but I'm not really sure if I'm finding the right people because it just doesn't seem like I know what I want and it doesn't seem like to be lining up with anybody else.
Okay, well, let's take a look. So right now you have suitors. Does any one of them stand out more than the other?
Well, there are certain ones that I, so what I like, I mean, you know, the thing is, I don't think I've ever been in love. I mean, I married my high school sweetheart.
Oh, I see.
And he turned out to be one of the worst people you could have ever met. And he's still not a good guy.
Well,
and I have a daughter with him through a gestational carrier. She's 14 now. I don't know. It's been rough. She's still really in my life and her life, and it hasn't been good. So it affects my whole judgment on
sure it does.
Other men.
So does he treat your daughter well?
No.
Oh, boy.
That's
All right, well, let's take a look. Let's see what we've got for you. And you're new with us, right? You're new?
I'm very new. Yeah, okay. This is my first time. I've heard you every time I've gone back and forth, but it never jumped on.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have you.
So you have noticed that you've caught wind of us on Facebook? Is that where you've seen it?
I see you pop up as I'm going through my screen, and I'm going to jump on a couple times, and I'm like, I should just do it tonight.
You should.
My daughter's out. She's at a concert. It's before she, and I said, you know what? I'm going to just do it. I have some time. Let me do it.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can sometimes just check in. You don't have to call in. A lot of people just hang out and don't even get readings. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's all good.
True. I mean, I was really very curious to see what you had to say because I'm really at a loss.
How are the other men since then in your life? Have they been good?
Well, I haven't really dated anyone since my ex-boyfriend. I mean, there's someone that I'm sort of, I don't think I'm technically dating him. We've hung out a couple of times. He's not finished with his divorce yet, and he deals with a lot of depression. So I'm just kind of just being supportive. I don't judge anybody. I've never judged anybody ever, and it's just, it is what it is, and I'm just trying to be a support. I only started really talking to him back in July, so, you know, I'm not putting all of my eggs in one basket. I don't really know who's the one or if there is even a one out there for me.
Well, regarding the boyfriend that you had with depression, I think that is he getting any care because he needs to get help with his depression?
I realize that. I mean, he's saying that the doctors that have been working with him, the psychiatrists, haven't really been very helpful with him. They're not really changing his medication up. They say, leave it the way it is, and I don't really know if that's the answer.
Well, you know, taking medication is one thing, but you got to put the work in, too. So, people sometimes think, oh, it's a magical pill. I'm just going to, all of a sudden, I'm going to be happy and, you know, joyful in my life. He has to actually work at it a little. And I see that he doesn't.
I agree.
And he wants to find his happiness not within himself, but through somebody else. Okay, so he is not a very authentic partner for you. I feel that you would become extremely frustrated, in a relationship with him. And if you have never been in love, boy, are you going to be, I guess we have to kick this up a notch here.
Yep, step it up.
Yeah.
Pick up the pace.
There is love coming to you.
Love is in you.
All right. Instead of reflecting on the past, there's got to come a point where you put a period and you just move on smartly and figure, those were learning experiences. I'm wiser now, and I need to, move forward. And that's when you're going to actually find them coming to you, all right? I know this sounds like, oh, she's just one big fairy tale. Well, these things do happen, and I am perceiving that it's coming to you. And I wouldn't be surprised if this guy had, they look like twins, twin sons that are not babies. They're old, older, like later teens into early 20s, but they're going to be part of the package too. And you're going to love it, having a couple of really cool boys in your life. But yeah, I really feel that you've got to make that change. Imagine, all right, this is how I actually teach the two of spades. imagine that you're going down a road and you see in front of you, it's going to be, what you call that, a dead end. Cool. But there's going to be, there's a sign with an arrow on both ends, like you can go this way or you can go
that
way.
Isn't that the fork in the road?
I don't know if it is.
It's more like a T intersection.
Or the T. It is not a dead end, but I know what you're talking about. We see them all the time.
You have two choices, left or right.
Yep. You come to the road, the stop sign, and there's that yellow sign right in the middle. The arrow's like
go
that.
Go forward, yeah. You're going into the rhubarb.
Well, I mean, you can't go forward because first you go the sign.
So what I feel is you're going to make a decision, and I feel to go to the right is the future. Going to the left would be still kind of attached to the past.
Okay.
But you are always better than your relationships showed you to be. You know, it just had a
couple. I agree.
You were
1,000%.
You were a bit of a loser magnet, but it's time to. I don't know what to do.
Sometimes you can be a victim of circumstances that you had nothing to do with, or you didn't think you had something to do. Maybe you did, but you didn't mean to be there.
Sometimes it goes all the way back to childhood. And something that I've learned is that when children are not allowed to have their emotions or to get treated well, you know, get the attention they need when they're troubled, we will go out in the world and just grab at others.
How do you know that?
How do I know that?
She's a second
author. I mean, how did you know that it was based on I'm actually writing a book about healing my inner child.
Ooh, that's good. How did I know that? Your heart
because
told
I know that I've struggled my whole
because she is the psychic love doctor.
Oh,
that's
right. No, I know
you're that's all you need to know. No.
No, that's really.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible that you knew that.
Well, I think you writing that book is going to be very cathartic for you. And there's there's a sense of strong sense of fame attached to it.
2 minute warning.
So you keep going, and you come back so I can read some more for you.
Y'all come back now.
I don't
hear.
I mean, these people that you're mingling among, I didn't know them before either. So it's through the cards that I get to know you. And we need to work on your daughter. I think she's going to go out in the world with a real anger problem. And I think we need to. Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
But recognizing it and then doing something proactive will really help.
Jack of Spades
right.
is her single card. The young, dark-complected man highlighting this man.
By recognizing it now before she's acting out when she's 19, 20, 21. You know, it's a pent-up anger inside of her. I think it comes from her father.
It's a jack of spades, and you got to roll it up because we don't have time for me to
read
it.
She's been treated, right. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Jack of spades, what do you want to tell her about that?
Okay. All right, thank you.
And that, we'll talk some more soon. Okay, take care.
Nothing,
honey.
Okay.
Roger
that.
I'm very happy to meet you.
So be it.
You as well.
Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just leaped out of.
It doesn't matter.
All right. What are you playing for tonight's?
Do you have a request?
No.
The closing song. Don't go.
Say goodbye. Mm-hmm.